today on For What It's Nerd, we are discussing your friendly neighborhood Spider-Man. We're back discussing it again because there's been a big change upon this show. A lot of people didn't like it in the first two episodes, but now the show's finished, season one is done, and there's been a big change upon it. A lot of people are enjoying it now. A lot of people are saying it's a good show. So I went and I watched the rest. Now, this is something I typically don't do. You guys know more recently that I haven't really done that. If I haven't jived with a show, I don't go back. But I think I was very hard on those first two episodes. I was very, uncompromising in how I kind of discussed them. I said that kind of basically they were pointless, right? So sometimes you feel like maybe you're being a bit heavy-handed with something, especially when everyone tells you you're wrong a few weeks later. Not necessarily to me personally, but that the show kind of improved, right? So I went back and watched the rest, and I have to say, on some of those points, I do rescind them. Do I think this show still looks the best? No. Do I think I've kind of had enough of Spider-Man and kind of the origin of a lot of characters within the Spider-Man mythos? Yeah, I still do feel that way. Do I feel that they've done this sort of interestingly and differently in this show now that I've watched the whole season? Yes, I actually do. I think the way that they've introduced Doc Ock, Scorpion, the way they've kind of characterized Norman Osborn throughout the season, the way you've used small cameos from Secretary Ross, Iron Man, you know, Daredevil, you know, to build up this kind of interesting universe on its own, which, again, I will retract. The last time that we discussed this, I had said that X-Men 97, that universe, the Spider-Man of that universe would have been the better one to use. I kind of rescind that now. I think that I like this is almost like a what if that isn't a what if, right? It's not part of the what if show, but this is kind of what is interesting, is that this is how I think they would have kind of expanded the Spider-Man mythos in the MCU if they had like the free reign, the creativity that they have later used down the line with other things. So I think this is a really cool concept, the kind of what if Spider-Man was introduced to the MCU in a different way. That's kind of the idea, right? And yes, there's some trite kind of overdone parts, you know, the time travel thing was cool in its own right, is overdone as like kind of like, oh, this character actually got their he got his powers because this thing was always meant to happen, like this time loop in a way, right? But I think introducing Doctor Strange in that way and getting Spider-Man to kind of become friendly with Doctor Strange, you see that Daredevil relationship start to build, is stuff that's kind of more comic. It feels so much more like a comic book than it had in those first two episodes. Like, to a degree it had that, but I feel like it's kind of the paneling and the way they've used that to kind of give some really cool story elements and kind of cool shots within the show later in the show. It won me around a little bit, but like overall I felt like it wasn't as comic book as I'd liked, and then it's kind of got that. It's got like that. That's what I think this show does better than a lot of other things out there currently. You know that this is from a comic book. You know that this is a show adapted from the page, you know? And I think that's what sells this show far better now. As well, the fact that they're kind of delving into a lot of different stuff, we know that Gwen Stacy is going to show up in season two, and we know that that is going to come with Spider-Gwen. Now, what that means, we don't know. A lot of people are kind of unsure about that, but I'm not going to make any judgment anymore. Whilst I would say, yeah, maybe it's a bit too soon to be introducing Spider-Verse variants, so to speak, the fact is that we have gotten to a point where this show has really changed opinion in a very short space of time. And so, you know, usually that takes a few years before people will turn back and say, actually, this was good. So I'm going to hold out any judgment on season two in that way. As well, we're going to see some more of the magic elements with Nico, which I'm interested in seeing if she has kind of a storyline that's like, whilst part of the Spider-Man mythos in this instance, is it going to branch her out as a character? Are we going to see more Nico generally as well? You know, this puts Nico very close to the MCU in a way that she hasn't been since they did the Runaways show, even though that was obviously kind of like a lesser relied upon piece of media within the MCU. So I'm really excited to see how this kind of progresses now that I've kind of eaten my words a little bit. I'm not saying it's the greatest show ever. I don't think it's the greatest show ever. I still think it's much better. I would personally still pick X-Men 97 over this. I would still pick, like, I would still watch other things over this in terms of just the MCU, for example, or even like other you know, shows out there that are animated, you know, coming off watching other shows more recently, and I know it's a very different style, but Arcane, would I rather watch Arcane than this? Probably, right? So like, there's certain things where you kind of have to, you know, even the Batman show that came out a while back, that one that was set sort of in the like 1940s or something like that, that was more enjoyable to me personally than this. But still, I think it's a good show. I think it's a lot better than where I left it last time, where I said it was last time. And yeah, so I eat my words on this one, really. So that's always funny. It, you know what? It's nice to be proven wrong sometimes. You don't like, you know, there's been a lot of shows where I've kind of went, oh, this is bad. And, you know, that I've been kind of proven right as it's continued. Or I've kind of like, for example, one that comes to mind is Skeleton Crew. I didn't really go back to Skeleton Crew. I still haven't. And sort of the same with Creature Commandos as well. I'm not saying that they're bad, by the way, but I did critique them somewhat heavily in those episodes, in that episode that I discussed them in, because they actually were in the same episode of For What It's Worth. Check that out, by the way. And I didn't go back to them, and I didn't really hear anything that kind of really sold me on going back to them. I will eventually, of course, like with most comic book media, I will, or like nerd media, I will circle back around. But like, do I feel the necessity to go back to it? No. Did I feel it this time? Yeah, because I actually felt like a lot of people were saying really good things about the show by the end. And don't get me wrong, are Spider-Man fans one of the biggest kind of biased groups going? Yeah, they are. Just being honest, just being real. Do I think that they're obnoxious and sometimes over the top? Yeah. Sorry to Spider-Man fans. Some of you are normal, but a lot of you aren't. And so, you know, yes, I have to take it with a pinch of salt, but actually, no, I will admit that the way that they kind of panned out the story from after those first two episodes, the next eight episodes were actually very fun, and I kind of want more. You know, I was sat watching with someone else, and they were saying like, oh, well, there's a few things I really want to be picked up next season, especially Nico. So Nico is actually really cool to have in there for those of the people who maybe don't love Spider-Man to the nth degree, but do enjoy some of those other characters that have kind of been showing up in the show. I'm excited to see where Daredevil goes in the next season in this as well, and see how that kind of marries up with anything else going on. Like, what is this going to, is this, I mean, not saying that it should turn into anything, but is this somehow connected to the MCU? Because they're kind of trying to do MCU events that happen in this. Is this going to somehow equate to something? Is it some kind of weird offshoot of like an animated thing that they're going to do down the line? Like, not saying that they should do that personally. I prefer it to stay alone. I think we need some more standalone stuff as well. And I'm not usually the one to say that, but I think, you know, at times it's okay for things to be standalone. And yeah, let's see how it goes. Let's see how this show develops going forward. It's already been greenlit for season two, as I just said, by the fact that Spider-Gwen is going to show up, Ghost Spider, however you want to call her. And yeah, so I don't really have much more to say on it, other than maybe I was wrong. And I think that's okay to be wrong. I think it's good to be wrong. And I think it's also good to admit you're wrong sometimes. So I think I was a little bit wrong on this one. I think actually it wasn't as bad as I was saying. And I think it actually got a way better. And I'm going to give a lot more of a benefit of the doubt to season two when that finally comes out. So let's keep an eye out for that. Other than that, there's a lot of stuff still coming up this year, obviously Marvel-wise, and DC, well, just generally nerd-wise. So there's still lots to look forward to as well. Of course, next week, is it next week? Let's check the calendar there on that one. Not next week, the week after, we have Daredevil. So keep an eye out for that. I don't know what we're doing next week. Going to be honest, sometimes the thing just comes to me and hits me in the face. Not the actual thing. I've been playing too much Marvel Rivals, but we won't talk about that. Anyway, right, okay. That is it for this episode of For What It's Nerd. If you guys have enjoyed, hit that like button, hit that subscribe button, leave a comment. Let me know what you think about your friendly neighborhood Spider-Man. And we'll be back for more very soon. Thank you guys for listening and watching. Goodbye.